The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Place absolute maximum 75%. And just as with the owner-occupier market, you'll actually have to pay a lot more in terms of interest rate for those higher loan-to-value, with a lot of the better deals coming in at 60%. So you do need quite a commitment to get into buy-to-let now, 40% to nab the best rates. Some of the better rates, again, what's the best deal is going to very much depend on you. What we have seen, very big fees coming into buy-to-let now. So whilst the rates can be really quite low, so people like the Mortgage Works, for example, are pushing out some really quite low interest rates, two-year fix around 4.39%. You will actually face a fee of up to 3.5% of the mortgage amount, so really chunky fees. There are a few lenders still putting out flat fee products, but you will start to see the interest rate rise accordingly. And you'll, even on the flat fees, you'll be looking at £1,000. So you do need to do your sums in terms of working out what's going to be best for you.
And are we likely to see a wider choice of products being offered by lenders soon?
I wouldn't be holding my breath, to be honest. I think we're looking at a tough market next year. Before we start to see lenders pushing out broader products, maybe we'll just see a little bit more competition. That will probably start around the lower LTV mark, if we're going to see that, and then maybe push into 70-75%. But I don't expect to see many new entrants at all, if any. And we're looking at a very limited market. We still need to see the owner-occupier market improve in terms of competitiveness before we'll actually see buy-to-let start to open out, I think.
How will the potential regulation of the buy-to-let market impact the sector?
Whether the buy-to-let sector should be regulated has been a hot topic ever since regulation came in for mortgages. I think that's only going to gather pace. And from a consumer's point of view, I think there is an element there where it will be more transparent that buy-to-let is actually regulated in exactly the same way as the mortgage on their own home. In terms of the impact on the market, I expect to be fairly minimal.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.